welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
I want to talk about the blood of Jesus. Can we do that? I want to talk about the blood of Jesus and how powerful and how important it is in your life and in my life, all right? Now, Jesus said some things on the cross of Calvary, but the most important thing that he said was the very last thing that he said, and that was, it's finished. Say, it's finished. Now, there's four different renderings for the Greek word, it's finished, and I want to give them back to you because Jesus stood the test of time. His faith in the mission the Father gave him stood the test of time. Now, the first one means this, literally. It means to bring to an end, to bring to a completion. When you've completed something, you step back and say, what? I'm done. It's over. It's finished. Am I right? There's a completion. Say, it's done. To bring to completion, to bring to a conclusion. So when Jesus said it was finished, we know what happened. The earth shook. Miles away in the temple, what happened? The veil of the temple split in two. Now that curtain was some 60 feet high. It would take some 300 priests to move this thing by hand. But what happened when he said it was finished? It rent in two from top to bottom. Am I right? That was significant because when Jesus said it was finished, he was ending the old covenant and bringing in a brand new covenant. If it ripped from the bottom up, what could have men have said? Somebody did it. But God did it from the top down, and he gave access to who? Everybody. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're an everybody. I'm in a New Testament covenant that says by his grace, by his mercy, I'm saved. Amen. By his blood, I'm forgiven of all of my sins. Understand, it's not only the ones we did, the ones that may happen today, even for tomorrow, he's already forgiven us. Isn't that powerful? Understand something, that God loves us unconditionally. He cannot love you any more today than he already does. But what happens is men try to do things to make God happy because they feel the guilt of their sin. Don't feel guilt for sin. There's no guilt in sin. There's no condemnation in sin. There's only the conviction of the Holy Spirit that helps you and I start living a life that is honorable before God Almighty. If we slip and fall along the way, he doesn't love us any less. How many of you have slipped and fallen already today? Anybody here? God forgives you. Say, God forgives you. He loves you. Remember when Jesus hung on the cross, his arms were what? Outstretched. Remember the prodigal son when he came home and the father did what? Held his arms out and greeted him in what? Welcome. It doesn't say, son, I'm glad you're here, but before you come in, where's the money? How much is left? What did you spend it on? What have you been doing? He never asked one question about anything because everything was forgotten because all he cared about was the fact that his son came home. God's not looking into what you've been into and where you're going and where you're going. He wants you to know that Jesus loves you with an everlasting love, and there's nothing you and I can do that will ever disappoint him. When God looks down at earth, he doesn't see earth. He sees his begotten son, Jesus, interceding on our behalf. But listen to me now. It doesn't give us the right to go out and sin on a daily basis. Well, God's forgiven me. The Bible says in Romans, should we keep on sinning over and over and over again? It says, God forbid. God wants us to turn our lives around. Old things pass away. Everything becomes brand spanking new. Somebody, you missed a good place to shout hallelujah. Another definition of that would be this. The mission is completed. The mission is completed. Say that out loud. The mission is completed. Oh, my, my. Here's a second definition of the word, it's finished. It referred to the high priest who would go once a year into the Holy of Holies and sprinkle the blood for the remission of the sins of who? All the nation. Am I right? But the Bible says that when Jesus came, he came spotless and sinless, and he died once and for all. There was not once a year. There was not once a month. There was not once every so many years. Once he came, he fulfilled scripture, and by his stripes we're healed. There's healing. There's forgiveness. Listen to me. He's done it once and for all. Say once and for all. Say it again, once and for all. I'm forgiven. See, some of us need to get free, set free of some of the religion we got early on in our life. Some of us got religion stuck to us. Religion means what? Who remembers that definition? It means literally back to bondage. I don't want religion in my life. I want relationship. I want a relationship with Jesus Christ. And every day I'm working on that relationship. Why? Because there's sometimes I slip and fall. And he forgave me. The high priest came in how often? Say once a year. But when Jesus came and gave his life, and the veil of the temple rent in two, guess what? No more once a year. Once for a lifetime and also into eternity. Here's the third word. Are you ready for it? You got the first two? Here's the third one it means. My. It's interesting. It means this in a secular sense. If you had a debt, how many of you have some debt? Maybe some credit card debt or you got some up. Somebody comes along and pays it off. It means that if you owed a bill and somebody came along and paid it or all of them off, you're debt free. Say debt free. That's what the word it's finished means. That Jesus came and paid the debt. Now, all of us, maybe you're different levels of debt. You have a house. You may have a vehicle. Maybe you have some student loans. He comes in, no matter what your loan is or the amount of it, and pays it off in full. You have no debt when it concerns God. You have no debt when it concerns Jesus. He's forgiven every bit of it, and there's nothing you and I can do to get it better. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us, and he can never stop loving us. The Bible says, no greater love hath any man than he give his life for somebody else. Guess what Jesus did? He gave his life for who? Everybody. See, he knew about us long before we ever were. He knew about us long before we ever were. Jamie and I were discussing about the blood of Jesus. Am I right, James? What about the blood? The blood, the male donor in a relationship determines the blood type, the DNA. Was there a male involved with Jesus when he was born? The Holy Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit DNA on the inside. Three people just fell over and fainted, but that's okay. Talking about spiritual things. There was no man involved in Mary becoming pregnant. But the Holy Spirit hovered over her and conceived within her. Well, Pastor, if you want to believe that, that's fine. What else can you believe if this is your foundation? I know what the Bible says. I know once I was a sinner, but then I got saved by what? God's grace. And then God's grace, as it saved me, wants to become a holy person, a person who can live in the presence of God with no fear of condemnation. I have no condemnation at all in me. Why? Because the Bible said there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. How many of you are saved? How many have Christ on the inside of you? How many of us, you and I together, have messed up along the way? But what happened? We know who we are. We know if we mess up, even if it's in our head and never shows up, that he already has forgiven us, cleansed us from all unrighteousness because he loves us. He loves us with a love that never keeps track of when we mess up. It's completed. The Old Testament has been replaced by a new one. God's grace and mercy. The high priest isn't going to have to go in anymore once a year because the Bible says in Hebrews that he is our high priest. He went in once and for all, it said. Hebrews says he went in once and for all. What does that mean? It's done. He never has to go back again and do it again. Once and for all, he died for us, forgave our sins. Amen. Glory to God. Are you ready now? It means to pay every debt. Say every debt is paid in full. Wouldn't that be a nice feeling if all your debts in the natural were paid in full? How do you think it would feel? How many of you paid a debt off recently of any kind in the natural? Anybody? Kind of makes you smile a little bit. Everything, say that, everything that I owe is paid in full. I have no debt. Jesus paid it all. This 18 plus acres is paid for in full. How come? Because Jesus paid for it in full at Calvary, and we got the message across, and people see the work of the kingdom of God needs to be done. Listen to me. Churches would love to have everything paid in full, not owing anybody. That's how it feels in the realm of the spirit. No matter what goes on here, no matter what our mouth says, no matter what our actions do, God never stops loving you. He can't stop loving you. He can't stop loving me because he loves me to the point of the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen? My God. The last word, when it says it's finished, it means this. A turning point. The cross was a turning point. When a period of time ends and another period begins. How many of you remember the day you asked Christ into your life? How many remember the next day? Something was different. Maybe you still had a filthy mouth. And maybe you were still saying curse words out of your mouth. But something was different on the inside, because something says, you know what? That doesn't feel good anymore. It doesn't seem right anymore. And the next day came, and there were fewer words and fewer words. And before you know it, there wasn't any curse words coming out anymore. And a lot of the friends you hung out with didn't want to hang out with anymore because they couldn't sit on a bar stool and curse and swear at people, hello, because something changed. You all remember the story of the Welsh revival when a lot of the miners got saved. They went back into the mines, and they would tell the mules to get going, and the mules wouldn't move. They wouldn't move, and they came to realize that they had always used curse words to get the mules to move. This is true now. So they had to change their language. Now, they didn't get the mules saved, but they had to change their language and rechange the understanding of the mules to understand the command. Pastor, will I lose friends if I get this Jesus in me? A whole bunch. But they can become a part of your prayer list. You'll get a whole. How many of you found new friends when you found Christ? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there was an auction once. There were millions and millions and millions of dollars of paintings that were going to be auctioned off. Everybody was waiting. People had money. And the auctioneer got up at the instructions of the man who had died and his belongings were being sold. He said, the first item up is this picture, this portrait. And he said, who'll offer me something here? Then somebody finally yells out, we don't even know who that is. Get to the good stuff. Nobody would offer him anything. So finally, a gentleman in the back said, I'll buy that for $100. $100. And the last call was $100. Sold. Auction is over. People stood up and were irate, saying, what do you mean the auction's over? You only sold one item and we don't even know what it was. And here's the words that the auctioneer spoke. Are you ready? The man who passed on, this was his only son, and his only son died in war fighting for our freedom. And his instructions were, whoever gets the son gets everything. So every painting, every piece of art went to the man who spent $100 because he got the son, the only son. And whoever got the son got everything. You understand that when you get Jesus Christ on the inside of you, you understand that when you ask Christ into your life, you ask him to forgive you of your sins, you get everything.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.